Some days feel like they unravel before we even finish our first cup of coffee. But what if God is still working in the middle of the mess? Join me for this heartfelt episode of Awake My Soul as we talk about finding His presence between the sunrise and the sunset. Have you ever just been ready for the day to be over before it really begins? It was a day that felt like the beginning of the book Alexander and the Terrible, Horrible, No Good, Very Bad Day. Do you remember that one? Maybe you read it as a kid. It felt like everything that could go wrong did. At one point, I threw up my hands and I said, I'm done. I just want this day to be over already. And the hard part was, it didn't start out that way. It started with the most beautiful sunrise. Here in the hills of the Ozark Mountains, there's just something about seeing the colors that fill the sky as the sun prepares its crest over the horizon. I mean, that morning, I even grabbed a little video because it was just breathtaking. But once I hit the little red dot to stop the recording, it was pretty much all downhill from there. The coffee cup wasn't under the spout, so coffee went everywhere. And then, of course, I stumped my toe on the bedpost on the way to try to get the paper towels. Well, then, as I was feeding the dogs, I dumped the dog food all over the floor. So they all scarfed as much as they could. And then, of course, you know, that's going to be trouble later. Then I was hit with several texts and emails about a project that had been due, and my video was nowhere to be seen. I mean, it was there, and I couldn't figure out where it had gone. Then I would think I was out of toothpaste. I think there was grape jelly that dripped down the front of my shirt and, you know, just on and on it went. And I hadn't even started my workday yet. I was ready to crawl into a hole and just cry. Have you been there? It feels like we're the little guy in the golf cart that's collecting the balls at Top Golf and everybody's taking a swing at us. Listen, I've had more days like that than I can count. But here's one thing that I've noticed about every one of them. They ended with a beautiful sunset. You know, it's almost as if God is saying to us, I'm here every morning and every evening, and I'm at work in between. Is it hard for you to imagine that? That God is working even in those hard days, those hard moments or seasons? Have you ever read the book of Esther? One of the things that I love about this book in the Bible is that the name of God is never actually mentioned. Yet throughout the entire book, you can see His hand at work behind the scenes. It's what we call the providence of God. And in this historical account, Esther is placed in the palace, and against all odds, she ends up saving the Jewish people from annihilation. And who placed her there? It was part of God's plan. We say this verse often from Romans 8:28, and we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. But do we actually believe it? Do we believe that God is at work in between the sunrise and the sunset? That He's in control of it all? That He has a beautiful plan and mission? 2 Corinthians 4:18 says, so we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen, since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. Hey, trust that the Lord is at work, even in the terrible, horrible, no good, very bad days. There's a lot more that I want to share with you. Do you have just maybe a few more minutes, just a little more time to stick around and we can finish our cup of coffee together? I'm going to send you a text with some questions to help guide our time together. And if you haven't messaged me yet to receive those texts, all you have to do is just text the word AWAKE to the number on your screen, or you can scan the QR code. Hey, thanks for joining me for Awake My Soul. I hope you enjoy your day.